From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is blaming Russian-backed separatists and the Kremlin for the escalating violence in eastern Ukraine. Speaking during a joint news conference today in Kiev with Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk, Kerry accused Russian-backed separatists of indiscriminate shelling and terrorizing citizens.
Your people have bravely and relentlessly pursued a sovereign democratic future. We admire that. We respect it.
He also said President Barack Obama is weighing the possibility of arming Ukraine and would make a decision soon. French President Francois Hollande said before arriving in Ukraine's capital today that he and German Chancellor Angela Merkel would present a new solution to the conflict. The two would then head to Moscow for talks with Russian leaders. Cameroon says at least 91 civilians have been killed by Boko Haram since the Nigerian militants invaded Cameroonian villages on Wednesday. The defense minister of the country tells VOA 6 Cameroonian soldiers and 13 Chadian soldiers were killed in fighting in and around the border town of Fotokol. The Yemen branch of al-Qaeda says one of its top commanders, Harith al-Nadhari, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in the country's south. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula said in a statement posted on Twitter that Nadhari and 3 other militants were killed while traveling in the province of Shabwa. Jordanian warplanes launched airstrikes against Islamic State targets today. That's coming a day after the country's king vowed relentless targeting of the militant group following the death of a fighter pilot. This is VOA News. An influential body of Nigerian leaders says elections scheduled for February 14th should go ahead as planned. The State Council issued its decision after meeting today in Abuja. Some Nigerians have called for a delay because of slow distribution of voting cards and violence in the northeast part of the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will meet in Munich on Saturday. They will discuss negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. President Barack Obama today praised the Tibetan religious leader, the Dalai Lama, as a man of compassion. Both men attended the annual National Prayer Breakfast today in Washington. They were seated a short distance away from each other and exchanged greetings. Pakistan's prime minister has harshly criticized India for using what he called delaying tactics to resolve the long-running territorial dispute over Kashmir. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Pakistan officially observes the so-called Kashmir Day every year on the 5th of February to pledge its political, moral, and diplomatic support for separatist groups fighting Indian rule in the divided Himalayan region. In his message on this year's annual day, Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif accused Indian security forces of committing human rights violations in Kashmir, a predominantly Muslim region. Later, Mr. Sharif traveled to the capital of Pakistani Kashmir to address the region's legislature. Mr. Sharif again described Kashmir as Pakistan's jugular vein. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The German and Greek finance ministers met in Berlin today. They made no progress towards settling the demand from the new Greek government to restructure the country's bailouts. Pierre Moscovici of the European Union's Commission for Economic and Financial Affairs.
We'll have to find a balance between full respect of the democratic choice of the Greek people and also full respect of the commitments taken by the Greek state to its creditors and partners, not only in the EU, but also elsewhere.
German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble said afterward he and Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis had agreed to disagree about Greece's call to end strict austerity measures, but Varoufakis told reporters, "We didn't even agree to disagree." The death toll from Wednesday's plane crash in Taiwan has risen to 31. A search and rescue operation is underway to find 12 people who are still missing. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes up, European markets up today, and Asian markets closed mixed. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.